Next is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 7th canto, 9th chapter, text number 52, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on April 7th, 1976, in Vrindavan, India.
Translation: The Supreme Personality of Godhead spoke, "My dear Prahlad, the most gentle and best of the family of the Asuras, let there be all auspiciousness for you. I am very much pleased upon you. It is my pastime to fulfill the desires of all human beings. Therefore, you can ask from me any benediction that you desire to be fulfilled."
Sri Bhagavan Uvacha Prahlada Bhajya Bhajyam Se Sitoham Se Asurattamam Varang Vrinishya Abhimatam Kama Purosmi Aham Nina. So, Sri Bhagavan Vasa, Bhagavan, this word, we have several times explained that the most opulent, six opulences, riches, vaisajyasa, Sri Aishajya, strength, bal, Aishajyasa, samagrasya, vijyasya, jasasya, sriya, this is Bhagavan. All six opulences in full. So, if Bhagavan wants to fulfill one desire, who can check him? Yet, Krishna, Vishnudev says, "Prito, I am now pleased." So, this is the business. How to please Krishna? If he is pleased, then what do you want more? Everything is under your control. That means to stay Jagat-Krishna. Everything will be fulfilled. Riches, you can, if Krishna is pleased upon you, he can give you immense riches, as much as you want. That is what. Instead of endeavoring in yourself to earn money, people are engaged to earn money, working very hard, day and night. So, if there is such thing, simply by pleasing Krishna, you can get as much money as you want. So why should I earn money? The foolish people, they do not do it. It is practical. Just like I went to a country with 40 rupees. And now I'm getting money as much as I want. This is practical. You know, businessman can earn with 40 rupees and within 10 years 40 crores. There is no instance in the history. This is it. Pritoham. Because Krishna is the proprietor of all riches. That is Bhagavan. Bhagavan is not that when amongst his foolish disciples he declares himself Bhagavan, and when there is some truth there, he goes to the physician to help him. Bhagavan is not that. Bhagavan is self-sufficient. Everything is full. Aishajyasya samagrasya, vijyasya jasasya sriya. So, riches also. Not that Bhagavan, the Supreme Person, he is poor man, Daridra Narayana. No. He is full of riches. He can give you as much wealth as you want. And bhakta, a devotee of course, does not want anything from Krishna. That is Shuddha Bhakta. But Krishna supplies him wealth when he requires. There is no need of asking Krishna. Somewhere or other it will come. That's why a small child, dependent on the parents, whatever he requires, he does not ask from the parent, give me this. The parents know that this child wants this food, this cloth, this comfort, anything. So this is the secret of bhakti. A bhakta does not endeavor for anything except devotional service. Karma, jnana, yoga, these things are very popular by karma, by activities. You can earn money and fulfill your material desire, that is called karma. And then jnana. Jnana means to understand that I am spirit, soul, I am not this material body. And then there is another sphere of activities, that is spiritual activities, jnana. Then yoga. Yoga means whatever you want, astu siddhi, anima lagima, prapti, zita, basila, whatever. This is yoga. The karma jnana yoga. These are the different processes of opulence. But Krishna is the supreme. Here it is said, kama puras asmi aham. You desire something, so I will fulfill your desire. Kama puras. I shall fulfill your desire. Why you are bothering? You just become my devotee. Sarva-dharmān paritrajya māme kaṁ-saranaṁ bhaja. I shall fulfill all your desires. Why you are endeavoring? There is no need of endeavoring. You chant Hare Krishna and whatever you want with it. This is one thing. So kāma puja. Akāma sarva kāma va moksha kāma udāra dhī. Tībrena bhakti jūrena jadeta paramam puru. This is the recommendation. In the Shastra, there are three kinds of men, akama, sarvakama, and mokshakama. Akama means devotee. He doesn't want anything from Krishna. Akama. Na dhanang, na janang, na sundaring, kavitang, va jagadish, akama. The devotee does not desire wealth, or many followers, or beautiful wife. He is akama. A sarvakama, the kormis, they are never satisfied. More. Bring, give me this. Sarvakama. And mokshakama, the jnanis and yogis, they want liberation from this material world. After being karmi and jnani, when they are disgusted, they become aspirant of becoming one with the Lord. So, the Shastra says, any desire or no desire, you take to Krishna consciousness, then everything will be fulfilled. Either devotee, jnani, yogi, because as soon as you become a devotee, the wonderful things you can perform by the grace of Krishna, that is a fact. And jnani, even one is jnani, sometimes we find a devotee not even literate, but when he speaks, he speaks exactly the truth. That is jnani. How it is possible? It is possible because Krishna is behind him, the all-power. Vasudevi Bhagavati Bhakti Yoga Prayodita Janayati Asu Vairagyam Gyanam Chajagavayata. Anyone who surrenders himself to Vasudev, Vasudeva Sarvamiti Samatma Sudurlam, fully surrendered to Krishna. So Vasudevi Bhagavati, to full surrender to Krishna means to become spiritually active. Sometimes the Mayavadi philosophers, they think that when we become Brahma realized, we become one with the Supreme, then all our activities stop. No, that is not the fact. The fact is, we are now materially active, and when we finish our material activity, then our spiritual activity begins. We cannot make the living entity as inactive. That is not possible. Because we are living, we are not stone. How I can be inactive? That is not possible. Inactivity is for the stones and iron. But we are not stones and iron. Nitta sasatayam nahannati hannamani sabhiri. The Mayavadi philosophers, they think the stop activity is the highest perfection. No, our philosophy is stop foolish activities and begin real activities. That is bhakti. Bhakti is not stopping acting. Therefore, we are engaging our devotees in so many activities. They are all spiritual activities. Spiritual activity is known as bhakti. So, brahma bhuta prasannātmā na sochati na kāṅkati samasarveshu bhūteshu madbhakti labhati parā. The madbhakti labhati parā, this is means that spiritual activities. Anukullena Krishnanu Silanam. Anusilanam. Anusilanam is activity, cultivating. Anything you cultivate, that is not inactivity, that is activity. Rupa Goswami, he resigned from his ministership and came to Vrindavan under the order of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, not to become an inactive person. Nana sastra vicharane ika nipuno. After giving up his ministership, he did not come here to eat and sleep, no. Then he began to go study various Vedic literature. Nana sastra vicharane ika nipuno. Just like any perfect person writing some book, he gives evidences from the Veda. Vicharanaika nipuno. They become very expert in considering the Vedic version. Nana sastra. In the Vedas, there are many departments of knowledge. Samved, Yajurved, Rigved, Atharvaved, Ayurved, Dhanurved, everything, Jyotirved. Therefore, Ved is considered as the kalpatar, desire tree. Whatever knowledge you want, it is present. Ved means knowledge. And Vedanta means the ultimate knowledge. The ultimate knowledge is to know Krishna. Vedishta sarvi ameva ved. But in the meanwhile, there are so many departments of knowledge, and you can understand from the Vedas, everything is there, direction. So, ultimately, you have to understand Krishna. So, here, Nisimhadev is addressing Prahlada Bhadra, perfect gentleman. In India, it is called Bhadra Loka. Bhadra means perfect gentleman. Bhadra. That is the general etiquette to address somebody as Bhadra Loka. Especially in Bengal, it is very common word, Bhadra. And other parts of it. So Bhadra means perfect gentleman. You see, Pallava is perfect gentleman. A devotee is perfect gentleman. Why? Because he has developed all good qualities. That is Bhadra. A devotee cannot be avabhadra. He must be Bhadra. That is perfection. Therefore, devotee is never rude to anyone. When Rupa Goswami was here, some very learned scholar came to talk with him, Shastrar, talking on Shastra. So, when he approached Rupa Goswami, he asked that, "I want to talk with you about Shastra." He said, "I am not a very learned man. How can I talk with you? You are so learned." So he said, "If you think that you are not learned, then you give me in writing that I am not learned." So he immediately gave him. "All right, take it. I am not learned." So when he was going away with that chit that he is most learned scholar and Rupa Goswami is defeated, then Jiva Goswami was standing outside. He said, "What is that paper?" "No, your uncle has written frankly that he is not learned. I am." "All right, talk with me." Then he defeated. So sometimes devotees are so gentle. If such foolish person comes to talk unnecessarily, waste of time, "All right, you take in writing that I am not a learned." Go on. This is another Bhadra. And he said, "Oh, wasting time with a rascal, better give him a paper." Go on. And therefore Lord Shiva is called Ashutosh. So many demons go to bother him. "Give me this, give me that." And his name is Ashutosh, he gives him immediately, "All right, you take it, go ahead, don't bother." Therefore his name is Ashutosh. Very soon he becomes. Somebody prayed, "Sir, give me this benediction that I shall, on anyone's head, I shall touch immediately, he will go ahead." So Lord Shiva said, "All right, you go ahead, you take this benediction, go ahead." Then he wanted to touch the head of Lord Shiva. "Then let me test whether it is good or not." Then he was in danger. So sometimes Lord Shiva is put into danger because people therefore go to worship Lord Shiva to take anything he wants. Ravan also was a very great devotee of Shiva. Asuras, they are very great devotees have Lord Shiva to take material facilities. But if you, of course, it is said, akama sarva kamava, but anyone who goes to Krishna, he does not want anything like this, that I shall put my hand to anyone's head and it will go. So, Prahlada is Bhadra. He is not that type of devotee. He doesn't want anyone's inconvenience, Bhadra. So how he became Bhadra? Because he is devotee. It is said, Jashasi bhakti bhagavati akinchana sarvai gunai tattra samasati sura. As soon as you become a perfect devotee, all the good qualities of the demigods will develop automatically. We have already studied the story of the bear. He was a hunter, and by the grace of Narada, when he became a devotee, he was not ready to kill even an ant. In the beginning, his profession was hunting. He was very much pleased to kill the animal half. Sometimes the Muslims, they kill the animal simply, and its throats and sufficient blood come out, so they like that. So the hunters, some of the hunters, they also kill the animal half. So they take pleasure. I have seen in my own eyes, in Calcutta, one hotel man was cutting the throat of a chicken, and half cut, and the half dead chicken was jumping like this. And the man was laughing, his little son, he was crying. I've seen it. He was crying. Because he is innocent child, he could not tolerate, he was crying. And the father was saying, why you are crying? Why you are crying? He is very nice. So, without being devotee, a man will become cruel in this way, go to hell. And devotee cannot tolerate. We have studied in the life of Lord Jesus Christ, and when he saw that in the Jewish synagogue the birds were being killed, he became shocked. He therefore left Jewish, inaugurated the Christian religion first. He was shocked by this animal killing. Therefore, his first commandment is, thou shalt not kill. But the foolish Christians, instead of following his instruction, they are opening daily slaughterhouse. So, unless one becomes a perfect devotee, he cannot become a bhadra, gentle. That is not possible. Naradhama, Krishna says, Namaga duskita nam murha parvadanti narada. Unless one is devotee, he is a duskritina, most sinful man, naradhama, and the lowest of the human beings. These are the qualifications. So one has to become devotee. If you want to become bhadra, gentleman, you must take to Krishna consciousness, otherwise it is not possible. Otherwise it is not. You are not Krishna conscious at the same time gentleman, that is a false pretender. Bhadra, here it is said Bhadra. Prahlada Bhadra, Bhadrante. Bhadrante, and when you become Bhadra, gentle, perfect, qualified gentleman, then everything is auspicious. There is no inauspicity, bhadra, everything. The bhadra, here, Vir Raghava Acharya, he expressed these words, bhadram anishta nivitti. No more anything inauspicious, bhadra. Anishtam nivitti, istam praptischa. Two things, that is bhadra. Very nice. Vidhago Acharya is explained. Bhadram anishta nivitti istam prati. Istam means whatever you desire. Because a bhadra, a gentleman, cannot desire anything which is bad. A gentleman will not pray to Krishna, please give me a facility for eating meat. But a devotee never prays like that. So they were avadra nivitti. He never prays to Krishna, please give me facility of drinking. No. Because he is avadra. But avadra will go to the goddess Kali, Mother, give me your prasadam meat. ours. Why should he eat meat? About this. Therefore, this explanation is very nice. Bhadram anishta niti. See, anishta, if you eat meat, that means you becoming implicated in sinful activities. You have to be killed by your enemy, and he will eat you, or enemy, or you become a goat, or a hog, or a cow, and your other person will kill you. Despite nowadays, this contraceptive amounts and killing the child is going on. So the same man, again, he is killed by the so-called father and mother. He will act. Karmanyana, jagyatsa karmanyatra karma bandhana. Unless you act for satisfying Krishna, you become bhadra. Then whatever you will do, there will be reaction. This is nature's law. You cannot escape. If you have killed an animal, then you must be killed by that animal. Mamsa. Mamsa means mamsa khadra. When I eat meat, mamsa, it means this animal also will eat me. Again, this is mamsa. Mamsa khadati. Is it all right?
Mamsa
is me. Yes. This is mamsa. You cannot escape this. Life for life, that is the law everywhere. If you have murdered somebody, you must be killed. So you can escape the so-called state laws, but you cannot escape the laws of the material nature. Pratityakramanani gunai karmani sarva ahankara vimunatma kattaham iti manna. So we should not think independent. We must become bhagra. Then all auspicity will come. These two words, if you can understand. Pallala bhadra bhadramati. If you are not bhadra, then you will remain always abhadra. Rakhasa. Or asura. And here it is said, Pritoham te asurattama. You are the best of the asura family, because Pallala was born of a father, Hiranyakashipu. The most ferocious asura. So, he cannot escape the relationship with his father, with reference to his father. How can I say that I am not son of him? There is the asura facility or disadvantage. But he is uttama, he is surpassed that platform. How? It is possible that because Krishna is pleased upon Prito, although he is born in asura family, low-grade family, but because Krishna is pleased upon him, he becomes immediately born. This is the facility. So those who speak that these Europeans and Americans cannot become Vaishnava, they are mistaken. If Krishna is pleased upon them, immediately they become the best of the Brahmins. Here it is said, Pritoham. Never mind, you are born in the family of asuras, but because I am pleased, you are all purified. So don't be disappointed. It is only we require to please Krishna, then everything is all right. Mahani Patha Papasritya Jivishu Papajana, Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita. Never mind, he is born in the Papajoni. It doesn't matter, but Jivijanti Parangati, because he has taken shelter of my lotus feet. Mahani Patha Papasritya Jivishu Papajana, Triyasudra Tathavishya, Jivijanti Parangati. Kirato Hunanda Pulinda Puka Sudev Goswami says. Krishna says, the Lord says, and it is confirmed by his devotee. These two things we require. whether it is approved by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and whether it is approved by His servant, devotee. Krishna Guru Kripaya Paya Bhakti Lata Di. This is said by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Eirupe Brahmanda Bhamite Kono Bhagavan Ji Guru Krishna Kripaya Paya Bhakti Lata Di. So if you want to approach the platform of bhakti, the platform of gentleman, say, Bhadra, then Guru and Krishna Kripa, one. So what Krishna says, that is confirmed by the devotee, Sukadeva Goswami. Krishna says, Mahamipasamapasitra-jeti-supapajama. Never mind, he is born in a low-grade family, dog-eater's family. It doesn't matter. But because he has taken shelter of me, there you go, back to home, back to God. You cannot check. You so-called gentleman of this material world, you cannot check that. You may think otherwise, but there you go, back to home, back to God. Who cares for you? So, don't be depressed. Try to please Krishna. That's all. That is our only business. That is our only business. Whether Krishna is satisfied or not, then it is everything our life. Pritoham. Pritoham. Here it is. Prahlada, Bhadra, Bhadjanti, Pritoham. I am fully satisfied. Try to satisfy Krishna. Then everything is auspicious. And then Krishna will, instead of begging from Krishna, Krishna will beg from you, whatever you want. What do you want? Please tell me. The devotee never wants. But Krishna is answered. Here it is said, Varam Bhunishya. You take whatever you like. So, if you simply please Krishna, He will canvass. My dear devotee, whatever you want to take, you can take from me. Varam Bhunishya. So, why shall I beg from you? Nakama Puros Me. Whatever you desire, I can fulfill. I am so powerful. Kama Puros Me Aham Nina. Niram, ordinary person, because a devotee is above the Niram. So long we are remain in the material condition, we have so many kamas, desires. But as soon as we come to the spiritual platform, because everything is ready, why shall I be desiring to have this thing or that thing? Everything is ready. Everything is ready. That is spiritual platform. Tintamani prakara sarma su kalpa vrikha pa rakha mridesha. Kalpa vrikha. Everything you want, it is ready, immediately. Because there is Krishna only. And He is always ready. What is that? Gopijana ranja. Sing this song. Yashoda Nandana Gopijana Ranjana. And in the beginning, Radha Madhava. Gopijana Ballava. Giri Vallava. You see? Gopijana Ballava. The gopis and their husbands and sons, they were in danger and there were torrents of rain. They were very much perplexed. They approached Krishna. This is the danger, what you can do? Yes! Immediately. Lifted the Govardhan as umbrella. Come on! Gopi Janavarga. Giri Varada. This is Krishna. As soon as the Gopi Jana, they are in danger. He is immediately, only 7 years old boy. All right, I am making a big umbrella. Giri Varada. This is try to understand Krishna. So, the conclusion is that try to please Krishna. Then your life is successful. Don't try. Tasyaiva heta prajate eta kovida na labhate eta bhramadam parjata. We have tried to improve our condition of life, even becoming the demigods, but don't think the demigods are without danger. We have learned from history, Bhagavata Purana, Indra was so many times perplexed. Even Brahma was perplexed. You cannot avoid danger position within this material world, even if you are a person like Brahma. That is not possible. But if you become a devotee of Krishna, then everything is all right. So our business should be not to become very, very great person within this material world, because that will never be possible. Tasyaiva heta prajate eta kovida na labhate. Upari adha, in the higher priority system and lower priority system, whatever you desire, you can get a big position, but never safety, never peacefulness, you will never get.